Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco was on the steps of City Hall Monday to announce his Senate Bill 925. He said it could give San Francisco law enforcement a legal tool to go after fencing or the sale of stolen goods. Back in 2019, California legalized street vending. Senator Wiener says street vending, when done legally, adds to the life of the community, and fencing undermines that activity.
Street vendors make our city a better place. Yes. They add to the richness that makes neighborhoods like the Mission unique, and they allow people to earn a living. By contrast, fencing stolen goods on our streets is quite different. It's organized crime, and it harms not only the surrounding neighborhood, but legitimate street vendors as well.
Under the bill, police would be allowed to cite vendors who don't have a permit and who are selling items from a list of commonly stolen goods, a list the Board of Supervisors is putting together. After two citations, vendors can be charged with a misdemeanor. As a sanctuary city, San Francisco officials who support the bill say it would not lead to any cooperation between local authorities and federal immigration enforcement. Mayor London Breed backs SB 925 and said it's a way to protect the positive side of street vending that's integral to San Francisco.
Growing up in San Francisco, we had the watermelon man. Growing up in San Francisco, we had the man we could go get some incense from. We had folks who worked hard to create their goods and were always available to provide that support to community. And so many of the various vendors that are joining us here today, they have been a part of the community for many, many years.
Mission Street has been well known for a long time as a place to find artisanal goods, prepared food, flowers, toys, and more being sold along sidewalks. But there's been increased scrutiny lately on the sale of merchandise like clothing, shower items, and household goods, specifically at the 16th and Mission and 24th and Mission BART plazas. Those items are frequently stolen and resold on the streets. Back in November, the city placed a moratorium on any and all street vending along Mission Street. It was originally for 90 days, but was extended through at least this July. The move dealt a blow to honest vendors who make a living selling things on Mission Street. Rodrigo Lopez is the president of the Mission Street Vendors Association. The group represents 116 people who say they've been hurt by the moratorium. Many of them moved their businesses to a city-sanctioned indoor market called La Placita, but vendors have reported severely limited earnings at that location. Lopez said through an interpreter on the steps of City Hall Monday that he hopes SB 925 can facilitate a structured and safe return to Mission Street for those vendors.
Francisco, y salir a flote con nuestros negocios.
We, the street vendors with permits, have been following the rules, and we support the legislation, and we want to come back so we can continue selling in the streets of San Francisco and stay afloat.
In a statement, Mission District Supervisor Hillary Ronan's office said she's planning to introduce a Board of Supervisors resolution this week in support of SB 925. Ronan also said she wants to work to give the vendors at La Placita business training, and that she'd like to introduce a program to bring permitted vendors back to Mission Street. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KPFA News.